ambulu tu bikin dengan turang yang merama kerbau nama nelayan yang bunuh lebih bungo New Zealand di bawah usi yang apa city lebih bungo Wellington dan Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM. Awak ambulu tu bikin dengan turang yang merama kerbau nama nelayan yang sana tinggal kembali untuk bunuh kita sampai bukit tugu yang bunuh lebih bungo Wellington. Imbulu minaka. So awak ambulu tu gani yang ada tali yang ada imbula yang ada ingangga ni wanita turang atas Yesus Kristo. Kau ni takkan apa seni kalau dengan rumah ni kuat dan lebih bau ngerti dan lebih tumbir kita bikin dah. Ena siang ni dai, nak ini bulan ni tahu tu, nak ini bulan ni tahu, datuk boleh vale. Senda baru tu boleh menolong dahlaka, senda baru tu boleh nolong ni motka. Bukan apa ngau baru mungkin nama takkan siang ni dai. Sana kita bi, mau bikin dah begitu bikin dah. Ena matakan siang ni gua, ena Wellington Access Radio, ena 2.2 FM. Ena siang bina ni gua, awak ni takkan. Nina kau tiken daruna kalau kini dua tahun lelai bolo, di bingkrami. Ena siang ni dai. Lagu tu bermai New Zealand di bawah itu, semai ande, semai zaka, semai wuli, semua sama ilion bunuh tunde itu. Ena bunuh anggo New Zealand. Kamu kau itu kena bunuh alimgo Wellington. Aku sama ambulat tu kena weekend. Ena siapa bina ni kuah? Esana raba. Kalau kau mai kini ena siapa bina ni kuah? Aba, mai la umbeka, tak kau drawing buah semua zwata. Mai ba, patikira, oh kadam mai biti, telebu, rewa. Serua unamosi. Sana mula lagi menerima mati kita musa. Sana lagi kalau mai kita, aku sama ambulat tu kan? Enak sih mula ni kuat. Nah, ada tali. Nihwan itu rahmat Tuhan Yesus Kristus.
Amin. Ini pasal tahu mana tu rahmat Tuhan. Sehingga kita nak ikut. Praise Tuhan. Dan cakap mana mungkin kita selalu. Amin. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one. And also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you are in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nyambo and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along and live in Sugalotu, Kemani Vakaro, to make many worship centers, so we can meet in Matapu Valley, Western Vatican, and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. For the group of yesterday, thank you. See you again next week, and thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here, because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in and for sure, but it is so we can go get us vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the melodic in, I've been a catechin and vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang abi makambula weekend. So we can sell ni loiniloti, loiniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand ni loiniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikota to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local weekend on my TV in the Mada Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to make a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people are just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. You're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bula to be mate, sakame sangani rawa. So we can see like bula, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the service that you might television, my Kandavu, Atul my Viti, Atulau, become do my Lavizak and do Malombula, now I live in a cemetery, my Kimdo Minamukelau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Batoa, my only Lau, Fulan, Batakiong, Nimbulabinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulabinaka, and Samatakanisan and I, Mina, Essamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulabinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala. Nimbula binaka. Seni wale dab mai bono batu. Ukatalaki na mai kandabu, mai zake ono. Kuto somu sargira. Nimbula binaka. Epi somu malabu. Nimbula binaka. Kemudo mai nososu mai naviti. Kumatalaki na kemudo mai alombi mai waya. Darongo datu kana tukuni alo nikua. Dabaga bini binaka tiku wana turanga. Hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. Darongo datu kana tukuni alo. We ingaswe. Nana kai tusa naka tiko. Hemeni na kago tusa naka. The things that you confess. He'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. Kako mga tusa na nandunan siya na tumbal yung may weko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wala mula tala sa weekend na turangan na marama darbo nung nilawa na kalawa obisa. We stay sa nito doko ni obisa. We lori to doko ni obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo siya matikumay. Sa ganun mula labi weekend ni na kalawa matay walo. Dalay na mbuwa may dalay na maka. May wayabi may lotoka. Kapaturay kukamay lambasa. Nimbula minaga. We kemba kede ni matay walo. Nimbula binaka. Kemu ndo na vendel ni nuku mai senai. Nimbula binaka. Mai Syria ena vendela na nimbula binaka. Ena singa binani kuwa. Nero itabi meke robo. Nimbula tiku weekenda. Ena singa binani kuwa. Sieta la nimbula labi. Weekenda na leo imiti ni lako bangi to ba laka laka. Wangande baga buli. Se kemu ni sa leo ni tunde. Leo ni bulo tunde. Leo bulo ni tiku kina. Kemu misa baga mbula tuga ina fosua. Totoka tunan raki. Tombo suwa. Baga lindi marabu. Lalu rei tunai sa sokolami. Wa ingena kitale ngayon basi kalibu mai. Ombega iriawa katalaki na enu de tambongo enu mayas matagani skini na inda mga bili binaka mga lewa na kalu wakasu soma na buwala turanga kabi kwa ya toga esamu kwa zingu batu na lange free kwa gereza tu na matani singa singa ni saumi
emeni
emeni yuko soma na liwa liwa yuko soma na wai yuna kalu soma na katumai uga mailo malangi kina matani singa merli mi saumi na ngawla ni yata baba takinoa kina lange rao zinguwa usama lima zinguwa talingua senga baganduwa ni bau stale na lange sulia na kalu Kabi kenda ni voltamu, ena mazi una kena wase tinga ndua, ruso mluga walu, ruso mluga liwa, kena tolso mulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kwa mdu mwando sa, ola ni dolata, ola ni dolata, ola ni dolata. Eso sa, ola ni dolata sa andreke, so sa andreke, andreke sa yara, so sa yara, yara sa abiu. Kei katu kutisu, ndula kwa maibia, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kwa ndula kwa maibia, kwa mdu mwando sa, ola ni dolata, ni dolata mimi, Aula pagi lagi kem do, Hallelujah. Doktor bikin do na nunggu ibu a. Emeni. Ni sarau rau na nunggu ibu angai mamman dan nunggu dol dola.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uos tibin do dua. Kau tutu nabi sureti, gua indo nabi sureti ni uos tibin do dua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambula bos ni kalau ke kau kau kang atas sara kemudungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila emeni mena hal talaga nang ona mena nanduri matai kuya kena rare rare kuya kasih talaga ni dua kaki kena rebuni tagarawa Kembali matanya ni sekarang ini, the solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God, and that's why we encourage everyone, we encourage every church goers, and we encourage every senior pastors. Wagaunge titiko na bisogo sangolo tuwa Kristo, yung dona kamusiti utiko na lotuwa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Amen.
And
Amen. Sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. The people are some gay. Tikondonu. Tikondonu. Ngonangonu. Wasadonu. Amen. You got Tikonala. Wasanala. Sarala. You got Tikondonu. Wasadonu. Donu. Sam Donu Melomana. You got Donu Eco. Sindonu Melomana. Donu Melomana. Donu Eco. Amen. Nakae Zalawana Tamata. And on Donu Wana Kalu. Because we are living in a life. Everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth, are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikeda Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I had any Tibola Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina, and a lounge, open space, but it's one Naneto store. Kitona non da miti mikito de chula katu ministoa. Vesi na tambo. Ena yaya ni na neto sulu na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na bima dawa kito na danda bu kito kito na yeto na langser. Langa po lot vita lano. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakao night. Ngoni ni neto ngunuti Bambakao. My father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito Lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Kito bata nsinga tabumaya, kito ndamitiko. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you're going to borrow to go. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slaves.
Amen.
They were slaves. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. How shakila na nungu na numa mimboletira. Nona chukika, nona tangi chukika, nona waru laki chukika. Waya ukila tiko na nungu na numa. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membo leti kemdo sanga tali no ikila o yuko tugo na numu ituma tuba na rumo za tugo nikuwa na ta o kire randini pa o tima na numu itala na membo leta na o wai yuko kutani vino muta na una sarivi kumekina what happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And bitte ngeng usona ndwanga na nana ngeng dabo ya sana nana dabo sa ndaba dabo bantu wa. Au singa eleven ngo na vakai ndo honte ke amando kaya. Mala tana ngo na mewa tiki na ubanga nga why? And you know you receive information kemu doke tu ke nanda kuna kemu doke da kabango kemu doke da kabango you hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old.
When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba believe in a bully the making and do nicotine. A bully the making and a lolo. I begin to.
Listen on demand. Pod it. Your favorite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.
Wide open sea.
Such a green city.
It's big, it's new, and it's different.
I love the bush.
Everything is happening here in Auckland.
Just about everywhere you can see the water.
It's a sparkling city.